A homeowner in Ashrafia does not care if the investigation is a sham, only that it rules that the explosion was an accident. Otherwise, his insurance policy will pay nothing. The owner of a ruined boutique down the hill in Mar Mikhail would prefer the opposite result. Her policy covers terrorism, unlike most, and will compensate her for an estimated $100,000 in repairs and lost inventory. The manager of a car rental firm wonders if his explosion cover will include one of the largest non-nuclear explosions in history, since his vehicles were flattened by falling debris, not the blast itself. The explosion that ripped through Beirut on August 4th, caused by 2,750 tons of ammonium nitrate stored improperly for years at the port, devastated much of the city centre. More than 200 people are dead or missing, thousands wounded, and an estimated 300,000 are homeless. The damage to property could reach $15 billion. A chunk of that will land on insurance companies in Lebanon, with consequences for banks and foreign reinsurers. In 2018, Lebanese insurers paid out around $90 million to settle property and casualty claims. Insured losses at the port alone could now run to $250 million. Victims have filed 2,500 claims for $425 million in damages across the city, according to Raoul Nem, the caretaker economy minister. Insurers expect the number of claims to quadruple and the final price tag to hit $3 billion. That is almost double the annual revenue of Lebanon's 52 insurers, which wrote $1.7 billion in gross premiums in 2018. Claims are frozen until the government finishes investigating the blast. Insurers would largely be off the hook if it were a deliberate act. There is no evidence to suggest it was. An act of war would trigger force majeure clauses, and most policies do not cover terrorism. The worst scenario for insurers is also the most likely, that the blast was an accident. That would trigger another set of claims, as insurers seek to collect from the owners of the warehouse where the ammonium nitrate was stored.